South Sudan President Salva Kiir last Friday reconstituted three independent bodies necessary for conducting next year's elections: the National Constitutional Review Commission, the National Elections Commission, and the Political Parties Council. But civil society activists say all 58 officials appointed to the reconstituted commissions are either affiliated to the SPLM in government, SPLM in opposition, the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, or other political parties and other stakeholders. President Kiir appointed Abednego Akuo-Kachwol, who is affiliated with the SPLMRG, as the chairperson of the National Election Commission, which worries some civil society activists who think having an in-government party official run the commission may tarnish the 2024 elections. Lona Merikaje, Secretary General of the South Sudan Democratic Engagement, Monitoring and Observation Program, says members of the National Elections Commission should be people who have no political affiliation in the country.
Initially, the suggestion was that when reconstituting these commissions, there is need to subject the names for a vetting process. That would clean away the party identity, but focus on their competence and their ability to deliver. And I think that would be positive for the country. Making it to be heavily with party identity, I think it has lost the meaning. We have missed the point again.
Merikaje says having commission members with party affiliations will complicate the electoral process in South Sudan. Terma Nyangadwich, Executive Director of the Center for Peace and Advocacy, says the newly appointed chairperson of the National Elections Commission is seen as an ally of President Kiir's ruling SPLM party, and therefore he should not lead the electoral body. He calls on the government to learn from the region and appoint non-partisan people into the commission in order to be transparent.
Because Professor Abednego is directly involved in the SPLM, which will compromise the outcome of the elections in 2024. However, the President Kiir should reappoint a person that does not have the political affiliations, you know, in order for citizens to accept the outcome of the election.
Gadwich says members of the National Elections Commission should be impartial and harsh Kiir to learn from the region on how to form the commission. Activist Jacqueline Nasiwa says political representation on the National Election Commission will only create chaos.
Having this institution filled with political parties is likely to be problematic in terms of keeping their neutrality and impartiality, because we know our history with the party arrangements is that they always take side of their party, and it will be still a space where parties will be pulling the rope.
Nasiwa says she's also concerned that the 35% women representation in public institutions stipulated in the peace deal has been violated, as the 9-member commission only has 2 women. Government's spokesperson and information minister Michael Makwe denies the chair of the National Election Commission, Abednego Akuo, is a member of the ruling SPLM party.
Who told them that the chairman of the election commission is a partisan? Do they have the proof that he is a registered member of the SPLM and that he is actively involved in SPLM politics? He was the chairman of the election commission, that election which was done in 2010, and he continues to be the chair. Where does the problem come in?
Makwe insists that the appointment of the current leadership and members of the National Election Commission was agreed to by all stakeholders of the 2018 peace agreement. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.